Okay, ladies, this one is for you. I want to show you what it means to be a high-value woman. I am offering a boot camp all for my ladies out there where I am going to teach you how to take charge of your life and set a path for your future that you are happy about and excited for. In this boot camp, you will learn how to create positive and healthy self-talk. You will learn how to set boundaries. You will learn how to create the happiness and peace that you desire. We are going to tackle a variety of topics, and that's why this boot camp is so different, because we are tackling all areas of life. We are tackling career and your finances and relationships and love and your health and your physical body and your social life and your girlfriends. And you know, the part that's so exciting about this boot camp is this course will actually hit every area of your life for a complete guide on how to create a fulfilling life. Now, I don't care who you talk to, we all want a little piece of that. So start learning the skills that are necessary in order for you to have everything you've ever wanted and desired. No more waiting around for something or someone else to begin to fill you up and make you happy. You have the ability to create that happiness all on your own just with what you have right now. This is just about learning the skills that you probably never learned in order to have all those areas of your life feel happy, content, and fulfilled. It is your time to begin creating this happiness for yourself. So sign up today on my website. All of the links are below. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. This week, we're going to dive into emotionally unavailable people. And I think this is an important topic because, quite frankly, we often don't even realize when we are dating someone or when we are in a relationship with someone who is emotionally unavailable. And if you're looking for a really deep connection with someone, this is not going to be that person. So I'm going to give you 8 signs that you can look out for to tell whether or not someone is emotionally unavailable. The first sign is consistency. Now, whether that is just straight ghosting in general and someone just completely disappears from your life, or whether someone is just not consistent with who they are. So the texting is not consistent, the calling is not consistent. There's not really layers to this relationship where you feel like you're actually building something. Now, again, this consistency can be someone who just doesn't have it, or someone who just straight up ghosts you in general. Now, with ghosting, we just want to make sure that when we do go through those experiences, that we don't take them personally, that we understand the reasons why people tend to go and disappear into thin air and we never hear from them again. While, of course, this situation can be painful, especially if you're dating someone and you were starting to get a little invested in the relationship, you have to understand why people do what they do so you don't take things personally, so you can learn how to parent yourself the right way when you are going through these situations. Number one, a lot of people honestly are just not ready for a relationship. And I think sometimes when someone's not of good character or able to handle breakups in the right way, they just do take the easy way out, which is just withdrawing altogether and just completely ignoring the situation. So that's not someone you want to be with. They might, quite frankly, be dating multiple people and found another relationship and are now dating that person and focusing all their attention on that person. Not someone you want to be in a relationship with. And also, that has nothing to do with you and what you bring to the table. You have no idea what someone else is doing, depending on where you are when this ghosting actually happens, if it's in the beginning stages of talking to someone, or if it's someone, you know, where you were dating them for multiple months and all of a sudden they go no contact and you never hear from them again and they disappear. Probably narcissistic, probably got discarded. So kind of two different things. Ghosting tend to really happen in the beginning phases of dating someone. Another reason why a lot of times people get ghosted is because this person looks at you as something that I don't want to say is unattainable, but you're just like kind of not in their ballpark. So you either have a lot of confidence, you have high standards, and that's probably not something that they want to deal with because they don't want to rise up to those standards. So again, not someone you want in your life. And lastly, someone who's just not ready for a relationship. So if you've confided in this person that this is what you're looking for, they're either gonna look at you and do you a favor by saying, I can't be someone that you probably want me to be, or maybe they're just insecure and come from that place of lack themselves and feel like you are someone who's just quite frankly out of their league. The second way you can tell if someone is emotionally unavailable is how they can sit in a space for you. So how do they validate your feelings when you're saying something that they either that is about them, or if it's not about them, if you're just being vulnerable and being authentic to who you are and what you're going through and what you're experiencing, how do they show up? So I always tell people, don't fear intimacy. Don't fear being vulnerable with someone. This is a great opportunity for you to actually see a person's character and who they are. It also allows you to see their character in terms of how they handle themselves. Because if you're going through something, how I'm going to sit in a space for you is how I'm going to be able to do that for myself when I'm going through the same thing as well. So that's a great opportunity for you to really kind of test out the product in a way, you know, go for a test drive and see what this person is really about. And long term, when you are being authentic, when you are being vulnerable, when you're sharing, how are they going to help you? How are they going to be there for you? That's going to determine how you feel when you are around this person. And that's going to dictate whether or not you're happy in the relationship or you're unhappy. And you can't deny those feelings, because what is there now is what's going to always be, unless the person decides to do some serious work on themselves, which most people don't always love to open the window. So unless you're dealing with someone that 100% knows their issues and knows what they're trying to work on and is actively working on it, then chances are you have to always take things at face value and don't project what you want this person to be when they're showing you they're not that person. So see how a person shows up. How do they deal with your feelings? Do they validate your feelings, or do they just kind of flip it and make you feel bad for feeling the way that you do? When you bring something to their attention that they're actually doing that's bothering you, do they become defensive, or can they sit in a space for you and understand? Ladies, you know how hard it is to find the right hair products for our hair. I can never find a shampoo and conditioner that works well for me. I have tried so many products and nothing seems to be quite right for my hair. But lately I have been using Gemist. I took their 2-minute quiz and they matched me with the best shampoo and conditioner I've ever used. Is it magic? Nope, it's actually just science. Did I mention Gemist is a woman-owned company started by Allison Haar? She is a mom of two, a dog mom, and a Harvard grad. We have some serious girl boss stuff right here. It is easier than ever to try these products and they are delivered straight to your door. So please try Gemist risk-free. It is easy and it comes with free returns within 30 days. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, my listeners can give Gemist a try and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner subscription. Just visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter Thrive at checkout for 20% off your subscription and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist, Gemist.com, and enter code Thrive at checkout to get the best hair of your life. The next way you're going to tell whether or not someone is emotionally unavailable is how they handle kind of conflict and communication in the relationship. So when they are feeling a certain way, again, it's kind of similar to being able to validate you and sit in space. How do they bring things to your attention? Do they just bottle up inside and just brush it under the rug, and then they become angry and resentful towards you and you have no idea where this behavior is coming from because they're not verbally coming out and explaining why they feel the way they do? They're just lashing out at you, which is, you know, basically emotional immaturity right there, that we can't have adult conversation about things that are bothering each other. Chances are, if someone is not able to do that, it's either one of two reasons. Number one, they just never learned how to actually do it, which takes being able to feel their own feelings. And so if they can't do it for you and sit in a space for you because they already don't do it for themselves, that's why they're doing what they're doing. Or because in the relationship, maybe at times when they have brought things to your attention, if you didn't react the way they wanted you to, they learned over time, I can't really bring this to this person because it results in defensiveness, an argument, etc. So seeing how do people communicate themselves to you when conflict arises. And then to even go the next step further, when you communicate back to them, how do they handle it? Because there's two sets of skills here. Being able to verbally communicate with you and tell someone and be vulnerable and tell someone what I think and how I feel in a healthy way, right? We're not being passive aggressive. We're not rolling our eyes. We're not doing any of that stuff. But then how to actually absorb when the shoe's on the other foot are two different things that someone has to work on. So being able to see all of these different layers, all of these different ways that someone can be emotionally unavailable, it really tells you how mature they are, not just with how to handle other people, but how to handle themselves. And this is a good indicator of who you're going to be with in this relationship, you know, who this person is in your relationship. And this doesn't have to be romantic relationships. It could be your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your coworker, etc. You know, knowledge is power, and you always want to understand your audience. You always want to know who are the people around you and get a sense as to who they are, how they operate, because when you know these things and you're mindful of it, then you can handle yourself the right way when you are dealing with these people in your life. Kind of piggybacking off that, I love how they all kind of piggyback off each other, but really, how do they handle those real difficult conversations? Do they just completely avoid confrontation altogether, or are they willing to sit down and really do the work, not only with you to express themselves to you and handle the situation, but also within themselves? And something that I always tell, especially couples when I'm coaching them, because we're working individually. Even with couples coaching, yes, we're coming together as a couple to work on, you know, issues and resolve things in the relationship, but we're still working solely on ourselves. And that's why I always have sessions with one partner alone and the other partner alone, because what are you doing that's contributing to the problem in the relationship? How could you handle yourself better? And this doesn't mean that if I do all the right things that I'm going to be able to change my partner. It has nothing to do with that, but how do I deal with this situation? You know, if it's a mother or someone that you're married to and you're not just going to get divorced tomorrow, how do you manage yourself when you are going toe-to-toe with this person? That creates the bubble that we all need to be able to just protect ourselves in life. Protect ourselves so we don't get offended by the dirty look, that we don't get offended by the passive aggressive behavior and begin reacting emotionally to someone and because of what they're doing, and understanding why they're doing it. And doesn't mean that we let it go. We still have to set firm boundaries and verbally communicate that this behavior is unacceptable. And if that doesn't work, then we just disengage altogether. But all of those things have to be done in a healthy way, not for the other person, but solely for ourselves. And the next thing is, do they take full responsibility for themselves? So like we were just kind of saying, that last bit is, how can they self-reflect themselves on their part in every situation, right? So can they take a step back and say, in all honesty, I could have handled that better? Because we're all human and we're not going to handle everything the best way all the time, every day. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. You're still a human. You still have an ego. You still get wounded. You still get triggered. So how do you rise up after not handling something the best way, or the way that you intended to or wanted to? So being able to really understand, am I dealing with someone who can never see my side, right? And it doesn't invalidate what they feel, but are they able to validate their own feelings, communicate those feelings to me, and can we have a lovely flow of back and forth of empathy, where I can sit in a space for you, you can sit in a space for me, and then we can both self-reflect, validate our own feelings, and self-reflect to say, what am I doing wrong? How can I be doing this better? I think when both people are able to do that, conflict goes right out the window, because you understand you're a team and you understand that you're trying to build something and that there's not just one person in the team doing all the work. Now, obviously, all of this would be lovely, and I'm sure all of you are watching this video saying, I wish I had that kind of a person in my life. I think it does exist. I think it's just something that you have to work on. And no matter who you are, we all have wounds. We all have things that we're trying to work on. We all have things that we're trying to get better at. You're trying to find the person, and where are they at in that journey? Are they able to understand what they're doing? Are they able to have empathy? Are they able to validate feelings even if they don't agree with them? How are they able to communicate in a relationship? You know, ghosting and inconsistency, that's the black and white stuff of being emotionally unavailable, but this is kind of like the gray stuff that most people don't really talk about. The next thing is really that surface level relationship. As you are beginning to date someone, or even just getting to know someone, even on a friendship level, etc., getting to understand who a person is. You know, if I'm a person that loves very, very deeply, and I'm authentic and I'm real and I want to have deep connections with people, and that's who I am, as I get to know you, I'm learning, who are you? Are you at that level with me? And it doesn't mean that I'm above you or you're below me or anything like that. It just means I'm trying to learn, what type of a person are you? Are you a person that just wants a surface level relationship? You don't want to be vulnerable. You don't want to own your stuff or take responsibility or admit that you're human and you're going through things too and you didn't have the best day? Are you always just trying to be happy and positive and positive, but you're actually not a human being and you don't have a capacity to really feel? So who is this person that you're dealing with, and understanding where they are in the kind of relationship that they're looking for in their life? Because if you understand yourself and you know what type of person you are, then that's the type of relationship you're looking for. You're looking for deep love. If you're a deep person and you want those types of connections, that is what you're looking for. And you're never going to have it with a surface level person. So understanding what your audience is, understanding what are their capabilities, this is the stuff that most people aren't doing when they're dating. They're just kind of going off the butterflies, they're going off projection, but they're not really going inward to be honest with themselves at what they're seeing and being able to make a logical decision on whether or not this person's right for me. And chances are the reason why they can't do that is because, number one, they don't even realize that this is what they're supposed to be doing. Number two, they haven't really probably gotten a chance to really know themselves and handle themselves in the right way to then have your standards be really, really high. I always tell people, you don't have to study what does a healthy relationship look like. I want to make sure I don't attract another narcissist again. When you're good to go and you've worked on yourself and you're healthy, your standards automatically rise up. So you don't ever have to really do work on making sure I attract the right person. You always will, because the hard work first comes within here, and then you don't have a problem with attracting someone who's decent and normal and healthy and kind and has good character and all the things that you really want in a person. Doesn't mean you're going to find perfection, because that doesn't exist, but you're going to find the person that's right for you. And I think the last reason why most people don't take the time to do this kind of work when they are dating or when they're in relationships is because of fear. They come from a lot of lack. They don't really know what they want. And even if they made a list and really focused on it and worked on themselves, I think the internal story always is lack in terms of, I've never had it before, I'm probably not going to get it. So when you really, again, work on yourself, work on that self-worth, that's what we're always talking about in all of my programs, especially my boot camp that's coming out. That's the stuff that we're trying to really work on, is knowing you're deserving, knowing that you're worthy, knowing that it exists, and just a matter of bringing it into your life and lining up with it. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.